Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next Chapter Podcasts presents the Play On podcast series, Pericles, Episode 2, Look What Heaven Can Do. For the best listening experience, be sure to use your headphones or earbuds. Now, let imagination have its way.
I'll tell of ancient rites and wrongs.
I'll tell of ancient
of what my fear
praised
in
songs.
No,
if any man knew all that monarchs do,
he would be wise to keep it to himself.
World,
I see
him
dead.
Evil lust made his own child incestuous by contrast.
You have no this
my fellow lords of Tyre to question me these more about the king.
Tyre, I will turn my back on you and go then. It's Tarsus that I mean to travel to.
We have nothing. Do you hear? Get off!
My Dionysa, let us rest us here. Perhaps the tales of someone else's griefs will help us to forget the pain of ours.
That's like blowing at a fire to put it out. Or should you try to tear a mountain down, you'll find your rubble makes another one. Oh, my broken lord. So our sorrows are.
Oh, Dionysa, we open up our mouths only to howl. The air is thick with all our suffering. This Tarsus, over which I have the rule, was once a city by such plenty blessed. Her riches spilled out even to the street, with towers reaching up to kiss the sky. Tables were laid heavy for the feasting, just to please the eye, for none were hungry.
Oh, 'tis too true.
But look what heaven can do if she wants. The mouths that couldn't open up to praise the blessings of the earth and sea and air, when they rained upon them in abundance, now can barely speak for lack of feeding. Jaws are clamped like doors on empty houses. Mothers who thought nothing was too good for their little darlings once, now look at them and can't help wondering what they would taste like. So sharp are hunger's teeth that man and wife draw lots, for who'll die first to feed the other? So many drop, yet we who see them fall barely have the strength to get them buried. Is this not true?
Our cheeks and hollow eyes can testify.
Oh, may those cities that drink plenty's cup and taste prosperity in every bite be mindful what they waste and think of us. The misery of Tarsus may be theirs.
Where is King Cleon?
Here, speak out the sorrows that you've rushed to tell. We lost the hope of comfort long ago.
we've spotted from the shore a fleet of ships. A large and stately force headed this way.
I thought as much. One sorrow spawns another in her wake. Some neighboring nation, taking advantage of our misery, has stuffed their hollow holes with all their might to beat us down when we are on our knees.
We needn't fear them, King, because their flags are white, and so display they come in peace. They're here to give us aid, and not as foes.
Ah, you speak like any child who doesn't know that those who mean most harm make fairest show. But let them do their worst. Why should we fear? Our nightmares have already come to pass.
This is Pericles, Prince of Tyre.
Lord Governor, for so we hear you are, do not let our ships and number of our men inspire fear or make you send up flares. At home, we heard about your miseries, and now see desolation on your streets. We do not come to make your sorrows worse, but to relieve you of their heavy load. Our cargo is just grain to make your bread, and we'll give life to those almost starved dead.
May the gods of Greece protect you. We will pray for you.
Arise, I beg you, rise. We do not look for worship, but for love and safe harbor for our ships and our men.
If any of my people should now fail to pay you with the thanks you so deserve, whether they be wives or kin or children, let heaven take revenge. They'll have our curse. You could not be more welcome here with us.
We feel that welcome. And now let us feast until the stars that frown look down in peace. Come!
The righteous center of our play breaks famine's curse and saves the day. He stays at Tarsus, where all sing their praises to this savior king. But news from home will compromise his safety there, and comfort dies. Good Helicane sends news from home to Pericles, who distant roams, how Thaliard had come too late to be the bloody hand of fate. If Pericles wished not to die, his deputy at home says, fly! So Pericles puts out to sea, where freedom lives, but never ease. Now the wind begins to blow, thunder above and deeps below make riot, and his fragile ship can't keep him safe. The hull is split. And he, good prince, for all is lost, is by the waves and tempest tossed.
Now cease your rage, you angry stars of night! Wind, rain, and thunder. Remember, poor man cannot defend himself and yields to you. I cannot by my nature but obey, for soon the sea will cast me on those rocks. Flung from shore to shore, I'll be spit out there. And now I cannot think but on my death. So let your triumph be my misery. You have deprived the king of all he has.
His men are killed, and all he owns is just his naked skin and bones. Cruel fortune, having had her say, dunked him in salt and walked away.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
What's your pleasure, boss?
Get a move on or I'll smack you silly.
Oh, really, boss? I'm just thinking of those poor guys that were shipwrecked right in front of us.
An awful business, all those wailing souls.
Yeah.
It hurt my chest, the crying that we heard. All those calls for help when we couldn't help them.
See, boss, did I not say as much myself? I knew the porpoise jumping meant bad luck. They say they're half and half. Both fish and man was just gives me the creeps to tell the truth. The hell with them. Whenever I see them, I know my boat will be swamped, and then it is. I wonder how fish can live in the sea.
Just like us men. The great ones eat the small. Just think of those rich misers who, like whales, can hunt the sea with their big open mouths. A world of little fish are sucked right in, and pretty soon a swallow downs them in one gulp.
Oh.
How strange to hear the finny realm of fish so shrewdly used to analyze humans. They only need the sea to grasp the world.
Blessings on your work, honest folk. Good day.
Honest folk, good day? You're pretty snooty for a naked guy.
As you can see, the sea has cast forth here.
The sea must have had one hell of a drunken night if he's spitting out the likes of you this morning.
It's true. The sea has had its way with me. My body has been battered like a ball flung back and forth across wind and water. I've never had to beg, but now I must.
Oh.
You never begged before.
Oh.
That's where the money is, fella. There's them in this country who make better money begging than we do by working.
Can you fish?
I never learned how.
Oh, well, I guess you'll starve then, because if you want to get anything these days, you gotta know how to fish for it.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever I was once, I am not now. And what I have become is made of need. Rigid with cold. My heart is pumping ice. What strength I've left throws me here at your feet. To beg for pity, which if you refuse? I only ask that you will bury me.
What's he talking about burying him for? God forbid anybody go around dying as long as I have a shirt to give you.
Mm-hmm.
Here, put it on, and you get yourself warm.
Now look at him. What a handsome fella.
Yeah.
You're coming home with us. And we'll have meat for holidays. Fish for fasting days. And even sausages and flapjacks. And you'll be welcome with us.
I thank you, sir.
So listen, friend, you said you couldn't beg?
I mean, I've never had to ask.
Oh, there's an idea. I'll try asking for money instead of begging for it, and then I won't get whipped for panhandling.
Hey!
Oh. Yeah, I know, boss. I'll go draw up the net.
Haul away, boys. The nets are all cast. Haul away, boys. The weather...
How well this honest humor suits their work.
Listen, sir, do you know where you are?
Not exactly.
Well, then I'll tell you. This here's Pentapolis, and our king's the good Simonides.
The good King Simonides, you call him?
Aye, sir, and he deserves to be called that. He rules us all in peace and in justice.
Happy king to be spoken of so well by subjects so far out of his hearing. Is his court a long way from the shore?
Not so far, sir, just half a day's journey. And I'll tell you, he has a fair daughter. And what do you know? Tomorrow is her birthday. And there are princes and knights coming from all parts of the world to joust in a tournament for her love.
If my fortune only equaled my desire, I'd be one of the knights contesting there.
Help, boss! Help! Huh?
Damn. I finally yank it out after all that, and it turns out it's just some rusty armor.
Armor, friends? I pray you let me see it.
Oh,
thanks, Fortune. After all you've put me through, you've given me the means to save myself. This was my own, part of my heritage, which my dead father once passed down to me. I beg of you, friends, to let me have this armor. For it was once protection of a king. Please, if you could guide me to your king's court, where with this suit I'll look a gentleman. I promise if my fortune should look up, I'll reward you. But till then, I'm in your debt.
So you want to compete for the lady?
I'll show the prowess I have in combat.
Well, take it then, and gods give you good luck.
Sure. But, listen, fella, we were the ones who hauled it out for you to begin with, so maybe there should be some kind of tip coming our way. If you do well in this thing, just remember where it came from.
Believe me, I will. It's because of you that I'm clothed in steel. Only my friends, I still seem to need a pair of pants.
Well, we can get you some.
We can make a pair out of my best shirt.
And we'll bring you to the court.
Then honor be my goal. I have a chance to change my luck with nothing but my lance.
Hurrah! Good luck, stranger!
Are the knights all here for the procession?
They are, my liege, and they are waiting to present themselves.
Tell them we are ready. For my daughter, Thaisa, whose birthday is the occasion for this feast, sits here like beauty's child to my right.
Oh.
We look on her and wonder at the sight.
It pleases you, my father, to make much and praise a beauty not worthy of such.
That's just as it should be, for princes are the models heaven makes to see herself. Just as jewels lose shine if they're neglected, so princes their renown, if not respected. Your honor, daughter, is to welcome here each knight when with his emblems he appears.
Which it will be my privilege now to do.
Who is the first who now presents himself?
A knight of Sparta, my renowned father. and the figure he bears upon his shield is speaking as he reaches for the sun, the Latin for, "Your light is life to me."
Chalazi principissa!
He loves you if he owes his life to you.
Oh.
Who is the second that presents himself?
A prince of Macedon, my royal father. And the image he bears upon his shield is an armed knight who's conquered by a lady. In Spanish, it reads, "More by gentleness than by force."
Bravo, princesa!
Who's the third?
The third is from Lydia. A burning torch that's been turned upside down. The motto is, "Who feeds me, puts me out."
Selam olsun, Perances.
And who's the fourth and last, which now the knight himself with so much grace has delivered?
He seems to be a stranger and presents a withered branch that's green only on top. The motto is just, "In you lives my hope." Oh.
Hail, princess!
A pleasing thought. In his present state of mean misfortune, his hopes for glory all reside in you.
Oh. He well may be a stranger, for he comes to a fine festival so strangely dressed.
Opinion's foolish if it thinks the guide to a man's nature is found on his outside.
But wait! The knights are coming! Here we go! The time has finally come to see the show.
just one.
He'd better be more noble than he looks. It's hard not to dismiss him at the glance, for by his rusty armor, he appears to know more of the hayfork than the lance.
Well, if he meant to let his armor rust, today we'll clean it for him in the dust.
The Play On podcast series Pericles was translated into modern English verse by Ellen McLaughlin and directed by Lisa Rothy. Episode scripts were adapted and produced by Catherine Eaton. Composer, Rindy Eckert. Sound designer, Jane Shaw. Sound engineer, Daniel Ben-Shimon. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. Senior producer, Miriam Lauba. Managing producer, Robert Capodona. Coordinating producer, Taylor Bailey. Casting by the Telsey Office, Karen Castle CSA and Ada Karamanian. The cast is as follows: Keith David as Pericles, Kathleen Chalfant as Gower, Johanna Day as Lycorida, Diana, and the Bawd, John Keating as Helicanus and Philemon, Jenny Greenberry as Marina,
and Antiochus's daughter, Amy Kim Watsky as Dionysa and Thaisa, Jeffrey King as Antiochus, Simonides, and Pander, Barzan Akavan as Saruman and Thaliard, Tommy Schreider as Lysimachus and Leonine, Benjamin Bonenfant as Bolt, Messenger, Fisherman, Knight, Pirate, Sailor, Servant, and Lord, Orlando Pabotoy as Cleon, Messenger, Fisherman, Knight, Pirate, Sailor, Servant, and Lord, Christiana Clark as Messenger, Fisherman, Knight, Pirate, Sailor, Servant, the Ship's Master, and Lord. Additional support was provided by voice and text consultant Rebecca Clark Carey, equipment and recording engineer Tommy Freed, the Senior Manager of Business Operations and Partnerships at Next Chapter Podcasts is Sally Cade Holmes. The Play on Podcast series Pericles is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. For more about the Play on Podcast series, visit playonpodcast.com, where you'll find interviews with the artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life.
Next Chapter Podcasts.